Hi, my name is Nora.
Hi, my name is Leah.
Hi, my name is Emily.
Hi, my name is Daphne.
You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. We hope you enjoy the show.
We love it when you listen.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hello, my name is Christine, and I work at the Elgin County Library, and I work at the Strafferville and Port Borough branch. Today, I want to share another story with you. One of my favorite stories to read is about a dog named Stanley. We have a whole series of books about Stanley, and Stanley gets into a fair bit of trouble with his friends, with other people, and Stanley just has a lot of fun. So today's story that I want to read to you is called Stanley at School, and it was written by Linda Bailey and illustrated by Bill Slavin. So let's listen along and see what kind of trouble that our friend Stanley the dog will get up to today. Stanley knew he wasn't supposed to go into the school. The school was for kids. Dogs had to stay outside. But the school was right there. It was on Stanley Street. Every morning, the kids walked past his yard to go in. And every afternoon, they walked past again to go home. And every day, Stanley got more and more curious. What did the kids do at that school all day? So he asked his friends at the dog park. School? Said Alice in Dog Talk. Is that where they go? I'd like to see that school, said his friend Nutsy. And I'd like to sniff it, barked Gassy Jack. So the very next day, they all snuck out of their yards. Oh dear. The school looked different close up. What big stairs, said Nutsy. What big doors, said Gassy Jack. What do we do now, asked Alice. But she already knew the answer. All the dogs knew. They had to wait outside. Don't you ever get tired of waiting, said Stanley. Wait outside the library. Wait outside the coffee shop. Wait outside the bakery. And that's when Stanley got an idea. A big idea. A bold idea. An idea so daring, it made his fur stand up.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we go inside, he said. The other dogs twitched in alarm. What? Inside the school, squeaked Nutsy. Oh, scary, said Alice. But Stanley was already running up the stairs. Follow me, he barked. It wasn't easy to get four dogs through the big school doors, but with a bit of thinking and a lot of pushing, they eventually figured it out. Alice was right. It was scary in there. Everywhere they looked was empty. Everywhere they listened was quiet. What have they done to the kids, yipped Nutsy? Gassy Jack sniffed the air. They're in here somewhere. I can smell them. All the dogs took deep sniffs. The air in that school was thick with great smells. Socks, hamster poop, chalk, and something else. Something that made the dogs drool. Does anybody else smell salami? Asked Stanley. He could hardly believe his nose. They followed the trail, and what did they find? A room full of jackets and backpacks that were all stuffed full of lunch! And oh, what a lunch it was! Cheese sticks, and cherry pies, chow mein, and chicken. The food in that school was divine, and the dogs ate it up. Every bit. Even the pickles. And just when things couldn't get better, they did. Because that's when the kids showed up. Oh, those dogs were so happy. Their whole bodies wagged. They loved kids. Kids chased balls. They dug holes. They rolled in the grass. Kids were almost as good as dogs. So the dogs barked, woof, and the kids laughed, and there was more fun than a box full of puppies. Right up until they noticed the man with the broom.
Uh-oh.
Stanley didn't understand people talk, but he could tell what the man was saying. Bad dogs. There's only one thing to do. Run, barked Stanley. He tore off down the hall. Behind him came his friends, and behind them came the kids. They ran through a room full of bouncy balls. They ran through a room full of noisy things. They ran through a room full of wet stuff and into a room that had no way out. Oh no, are our friends trapped? That's when a hand clamped down on Stanley's collar. Other hands grabbed his friends. Quick as a lick, they were sitting on a cold, hard chair. The only thing those dogs smelled now was trouble. Oh, whimpered Nutsy. Who's that? So in this book, there is a picture of four dogs on chairs, and they are sitting outside the principal's office. So let's continue with the story. Stanley thought he knew who it was. The top dog, he said. But she's not a dog, said Alice. Maybe not, said Stanley. But she's the top dog here. They waited and waited and waited some more. The waiting was just terrible. I say we make a run for it, said Gassy Jack. Too late, said Stanley. Here she comes. So the principal was going to come see them. The top dog person loomed over them. She looked awfully important.
What's she going to do? Squealed Nutsy.
Slowly, the person bent down. Lower. 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 Until she was staring right at Stanley, nose to nose. She was the toppest dog they'd ever seen. Then she spoke.
There now, my sweeties, she crooned in a soft, gentle voice. There, there, there. And she patted Nutsy's head. And then she patted the other dogs, too. For a long time, the dogs just sat there, making happy grunting sounds as their heads got plenty and plenty of pats.
Finally, the top dog person stood up. Off, she said. The dogs hopped right off the chairs. Come, she said. The dogs came. They followed her in a tidy dog line. Go, she said, and opened the big door as if it were nothing. The dogs went. They stayed in their dog line for two whole blocks. Wow, said Nutsy when they stopped. That school was amazing. What an exciting place, said Alice. And just think, the kids go there every day. And now we know why, said Gassy Jack. Yep, said Stanley. They go there to eat and to run. Yep, agreed the others. Eat and run. That's what kids do in school. Now that they'd figured it out, the dogs felt extremely clever. And later, when they went to the dog park, they were still talking about that school. And maybe they told a few friends about the eating and the running, and maybe there were some other dogs who'd been wondering what kids do all day. All I know is that when the school doors opened the very next morning, all of the dogs were sitting there waiting. And that is the end of our story about Stanley at school. So if you would like to see the pictures in this book, or if you want to find out some more adventures that Stanley and his friends have been on, stop into any branch of the Elgin County Library and ask for some more Stanley books. Thank you for listening along with me today.
Thanks for listening today. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. I hope you have yourself the best week ever. Dunk shine. Zoiva ans.
Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Guten Tag and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoffe, ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham und ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield und Port Burwell. Und ihr könnt direkt da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn dir noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünd und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.